have good sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. All kinds of good things. The first item on the agenda today is when we left the meeting yesterday, or whatever the last meeting we had, Ms. Roberts kind of talked about what's available to the staff to the on the internet and what they're able to access. And so she has prepared a document that will kind of give us some information, some examples. And so, Ms. Roberts, if you'd kind of walk us through that, then it would be kind of neat. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, you actually, I think, have two emails from me. The first one is the package that has several pages attached to this. And this is in response to Representative Simon's request at the last meeting to get some examples of the kind of detailed information that the legislative fiscal staff has access to through the Department of Finance's information systems. So I'm going to go through two different examples. The first is the information that we can access through the biennial budget system. And this is a system that the Department of Finance and the state agencies use to develop the governor's budget. There's data loaded into the system during the beginning of the budget process from the accounting system. There's a certain amount of massaging of that data that has to go on. It's not necessarily a completely simple or easy process for them. And then they load in the agency request and finally the governor's recommendations. And legislative fiscal staff has access to the system. We actually have to log into the system. It's not something that's available publicly. And we do have access before the budget is released. We can access the base budget data that's loaded into the system. We're sort of shut out from the system for a short period when the governor's recommendations are being loaded, and then we have access to the system again to look at the governor's budget recommendations. We don't have access to the agency requests, other than I should note that we do get agency request information, for example, from the constitutional offices who submit their budget separately from the governor. So the first couple of pages, I think it just goes through, I actually have copies of this if somebody wants to look at it with larger type, but just through the first six pages is an example that I ran out of the biennial budget system using the Department of Finance as the example. And what this shows is that there are additional levels of detail that we can access through this this system that aren't printed in the budget pages. For example, for the Department of Finance, we appropriate to the department in really just two appropriations, the overall agency appropriation and then broken down into state financial management and information systems. That's the level of legal control that the department or the legislature has chosen to appropriate at. But there are levels of detail below that that members might want to see that aren't necessarily accessible in the budget pages. And that's when you could go to House or Senate fiscal staff, and we can use this system to drill down and get additional data. And I also want to note, this is only used during the budget process. The system is not updated after the budget is enacted, so it's really just a tool to use during the budget process to get additional data on base level funding and the governor's budget. And again, this is
Ms. Roberts, can I interrupt you a bit? Why would it not be updated at the end of the legislative session for the new base?
Mr. Chair, I think because at that point, Department of Finance and the agencies are using the appropriated budget is then loaded into the accounting system, which is the system that they use on a daily basis for transactional purposes. And my second example will show you the kind of reports that we can pull out of this. So this is really just a budgeting tool. I should note that Department of Finance is in negotiations with a vendor right now. They are planning to completely replace this system. And one of the many issues that they have with the current biennial budget system, it's an old system, is that the interface between the accounting system and the budget system is not as easy, I think, as they would like. And it takes a lot of agency time to work with the data. So that's one of the things they're hoping to work on. And again, this is a really simple example. I've chosen a relatively easy agency, Department of Finance, that doesn't have, you know, probably as many levels of detail as Department of Human Services. And there are other views that we can access through this. So I guess I would offer this as, this is a tool legislative fiscal staff can use to answer questions that members have if they are looking for additional data. The second report is actually pulled from the state accounting system through the state's information access warehouse report, or the information access warehouse. And this is the state's data warehouse that pulls information every night from the state accounting system and the state human resources and payroll system, Semaphore. And again, we have access to this. We can run a variety of different reports that will look at the current expenditures for an agency, and we also can access historical data for agencies because the system was put in place in 1996. So there is information going back to fiscal year 1996. And again, I took Department of Finance as an example in a relatively simple report. And you can see this is broken down by allotment, which is another level of detail below the appropriation level.
Members, if you're in your packet that is stapled, it'd be page one of in the second part towards the back of your, about halfway through.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's labeled State of Minnesota Department of Finance Manager's Financial Report. And again, you can see here, just looking at Department of Finance for under the allotment of accounting services, we can actually look down to the object class level. So you can see how much they've budgeted and are spending on not just compensation, but the various categories of compensation, full-time, benefits, et cetera, what they're spending on space, rental, supplies, employee development, the whole breakdown. You can, going across the columns, you'll see what was originally budgeted, the current budget, because agencies have the flexibility to move money around within allotments, within object classes. So those numbers will change, and they may change from day to day depending on what the agency's needs are. The amount that's been encumbered, and then the amount that's been expended, and then the unexpended balance. Again, this is one report. We have reports that show different views and have different questions on it. So if you're interested in this, I'd suggest that you talk to fiscal staff, and they might be able to show you what's available.
Mr. Roberts, within that second report, you said that they could move money around. As you look at the details going down through each one, can they take from, I'm on the first page of your report, payroll services, and I went to the second page where you say budget services or agency support, and can they move money from fund 1300010 to another part of it, to the payroll services, which is 1100? Ms. Roberts?
Mr. Chair, actually those numbers are referring to, those are allotment numbers, so these are both general fund allotments. And yes, at this level, the agency can move money between allotments because that's a level below the appropriation level that the legislature has set the control at.
Ms. Roberts, would this information be available at this detailed as the agencies are putting their request in? I'm just looking at on the first page of that, the second bunch of numbers, 1E0, the other benefits. It's got 36,000 there. Was this the kind of detail that the agencies are requesting as it goes up through the system?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if I understand your question, is it that an agency would submit a request that was at the level, for example, to the Department of Finance or to the governor at this level?
Right.
I'm not sure. Actually, I think Department of Finance could answer that. They do, when an agency has a change item that includes additional staffing, then, of course, they would have to break down to a certain level, to this level, to figure out what their staffing needs are for that change item. But I think just in terms of the base level request, that's a request that rolls forward. I'm not sure if that answers your question or not.
Well, maybe the finance can help us on that a little bit. My question is, this is really detailed, and I'm asking this, who does this detail? Is it done after the fact or before the fact as it goes up?
Mr. Chairman, members, for the record, I'm Brent Gustafson from the Department of Finance. Your question about the level of detail in which agencies develop and request additional or make a budget request through the executive branch budget development process, the answer is sort of, and let me try to explain, which is an agency can and has every object code. That's what we call this level of detail, the object code, the object of expenditure. Is this full-time salary money? Are these supply dollars? That's an object of expenditure in the lingo of the finance and accounting systems. They can request at that level. The object codes that you see here are part of the biennial budget system database. An agency can choose to detail it that way. And the system essentially requires an agency that on any given budget request that it be fully detailed. That, let's say, the Department of Finance was seeking an additional $1 million in operating costs. Well, the system and the process that produces the materials has some constraints built in to make sure that there aren't unspecified dollars as part of the budget request. So the agency would need to, at some level of detail, describe how that $1 million would be used. Because, as you know, the time period in which an agency is developing its budget request relative to when it might receive that appropriation and spend that appropriation is fairly drawn out. We don't necessarily expect agencies to have a crystal clear view of how might that get down to the lowest level. They need to detail, but it tends to be in major categories of spending. These dollars are personnel related. We don't know if that's going to be all full-time salary. We don't know if there's going to be some overtime. You can guess on any particular issue, those might be clearer or less clear on a request. They can break it down that way. It tends to be more personnel, supplies, other operating expenses. Grants is a piece that's often present. You don't see that in the Department of Finance budget display here, but it's more generalized. But all those detail codes are options. But because of the time lag and when an agency might be spending or what the appropriation is, maybe it only results in $800,000. So how do they adjust? It's more of a guide. How might it be spent? A pretty good idea. It can be reported by major categories, so you have a sense on that budget request, both in how it displays on the budget pages and the reports that Ms. Roberts has run. You can understand whether that $1 million that finance is asking for is going to be personnel, is it grants. So there is that level of detail behind it, but it is not a full spending plan. It is not when the agency sets up the accounts necessarily. They're not bound to that level of control on that appropriation. So it's a long answer. Certainly an option that they can detail it at that level. It needs to be detailed at some level, but tends to be in major categories of expenditure, not this level of object.
Representative Simons, you have a question?
I think Representative
Loeffler. I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gustafson, is this sort of the lowest level of detail that you do, accounting and rolling up, and can you do it across agencies? I'm thinking, for example, you mentioned that you're in an RFP process for a new system. Would that be given a separate code different than your ongoing computer and system services that you get from the Central IT Services of Administration? Is that a way that someone can track those type of projects, or is this kind of broad general sort of level, the lowest level of accounting information that records are kept at?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, this is the lowest level of detail that agency accounts are specified at and reported out at. A new system is often developed under, you see it here, I'm looking at page 2 of that manager financials report, under budget services, professional technical services outside vendor 2DO is likely where a new system would be budgeted. as a contract for services from an outside vendor is where a new system development that of the type we're pursuing would likely be budgeted.
Follow up?
Well, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Gustafson, one of the things, for example, I was just trying to figure out, I'd at one time had some interest in how much agencies are renting hotels to have meetings for partners, whether they're local government partners or nonprofit or whatever, and whether or not more meeting rooms, for example, might reduce that cost. That seemed to be something that you wouldn't then be able to pick up in terms of, except maybe through vendor codes or something like that. Is that correct?
Mr. Gustafson?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, I think that's correct. I could follow up, but it's not the level of detail of information that I've handled would know whether it's a expense for hotel. I do know that the set of object codes is quite extensive that an agency can choose from, and at some point it's the discretion of the accounting staff who are handling that transaction to code it appropriately, and there's a manual that guides them on how to identify those types of expenditures. But it is often then the judgment of the accounting staff of what type of expenditure is this. Some are, you know, completely clear cut. This is compensation money. I don't know the level of variability that may occur at some of those really low level decisions. Ms. Roberts may have additional experience with those types of questions or having answered those types of questions more so than I.
And just one other question. If you had a couple of major new Mr. Chairman, if we had a couple of major new system development efforts, could you within the professional technical services have A and B? I mean, can you, if you wanted to, as a manager, keep track of those two projects separately? Is that a possibility? And if we wanted to track sort of how we're moving on the spending plan of those?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, you certainly can, or the agencies in the current accounting system certainly can do that, and they can do it in a couple different ways. Oftentimes, agencies in a major project like that would set up a distinct account. And so while some of the accounts here are, you see the finance department accounts here, but if we were developing a new biennial budget system, it's plausible the agency would set up a specific account in which money would be fenced off, set aside for that purpose. You'd have reporting against it. You'd have a detailed breakout of how that system project was being financed, how much there might be a state staff assigned to it, and those costs might be pointed to that account. The vendor contract might be in that account. There are also some project codes that can be set up on these accounts. I don't think that's a widely used tool in the accounting system. The short answer is yes, agencies can fence off and manage specific buckets of money as they see fit. A major system project is one where that's certainly possible and likely.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I think that's a budget issue, though, as well, because we budget projects, and we're given fiscal notes that have staff and contracts and all those sorts of things rolled together. And I've always assumed that that was a budget control. But if you don't have an accounting system that sort of reflects that, dollars could potentially shift back and forth between other things within that budget, it sounds like.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, if I could just respond.
Sure, Mr.
What I'm envisioning is there are two different ways to think about this. If, in fact, the legislature did budget a project and appropriated for a project and directed an appropriation towards something specific and set it up essentially as a rider, we would work with agencies and require that be a separate account in the accounting system, that if it was coming through legislation as a rider, in our view, that's a legal level of control on that appropriation and needs to be reflected as such in the accounting system. I anticipated your question described an agency's management choice to pursue a project and set up money in a specific bucket for that purpose. So both are possible. Both can be controlled and reported. How it's set up initially is different depending on the circumstances.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Representative Simons.
Mr. Chair, a question I think for Ms. Roberts initially. If you look at page one of that second series, the manager's financial report, I was trying to find an example, and I found one here where the original budget column is different than the current budget column. And I'm looking at that third cluster there called financial reporting. And I see there the third one down, it says other benefits. Original budget was 20,000, current budget 19,700. I just want to make sure I understand what that really means.
Ms. Roberts.
Mr. Chair, Representative Simon, I think without knowing the details of what's going on here, if you look right above that and see for overtime pay, the original budget was zero and now is 300, that the agency needed the experience some overtime pay that they may not have budgeted for originally, and therefore, because they have the flexibility to reduce another object code, that's where the adjustment was made.
Ms. Roberts, as we continue on that, I see the overtime pay was actually $746. We understand $746. We don't understand $20 million. So we're down to some small things. But I see it's, did then that reflect the reduction in the column below that? Because they budgeted $300 and they expended $1,046. So does that... is that the flexibility that we see?
Well, Mr. Chair, I think there's several moving parts here, and this is okay. A report that was drawn in the middle of a fiscal year. So the numbers are changing daily or weekly depending on what's happening within that agency and its needs. And I should also say that I think when fiscal staff, I know on the House side, when we are provide these kind of reports to members, we always kind of give them with the caveat of we need to, this is one look at it, but we really need to be able to talk to the agency to find out what the story is behind here. Sometimes you might look at an accounting report that looks like the agency has a really large unexpended balance, but we know from talking to them that there's a contract that's coming down the road that they've planned for and that the legislature may, be in full support of. And so we need to have those kind of conversations. These kind of reports are really just a starting point of information, and we need to be able to kind of dig down to what the story is behind the numbers.
Ms. Roberts, wouldn't that be, if that type of thing happened, if a contract was being, would they not put that in the unencumbered, or does it contract have to be signed before they have encumbered, before it's shifted?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Gustafson might want to clarify this. If there's a contract in the system, they would, and the agency knows it's going to be spending this money, they'd encumber the money.
Okay.
And so maybe that wasn't the perfect example, but okay. I think there are things that an agency may know about that might not, okay, at this date be showing up in the encumbrances or the obligations, but we still know that they have plans for spending the money.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Roberts, if I might clarify, as it relates to contracts, an agency needs a signed contract before it can encumber the money,
okay,
in the accounting system as a control on the money, and it's a joint effort between finance and the Department of Administration to ensure encumbrances are valid because of a signed contract. And for example, the budget system project that Ms. Roberts described, we do not have a signed contract with a vendor. That money we certainly have plans for within the Department of Finance of how we would utilize it, but it doesn't show in the accounting system as an encumbered set of resources. There's some variability and some constraints around encumbrances, but it gets pretty technical.
Okay. Representative Simmons.
Well, Mr. Chair and members, I was just going to add that during this tight budget time, both House and Senate fiscal staff, for example, would have been looking through accounts to see where there was unexpended money, and to underscore what Helen was saying, that would be an example, particularly in new programs where you might see that the money hasn't been spent yet. It sometimes takes some time for the agency that is administering that program to either get the ground laid for a new grant program or new spending to go out. So you might see that the budget system, for example, or the accounting system might give the impression that the money is going unspent and might be available, for example, for deficit reduction in this particular circumstance, but without asking the questions or finding more information going beyond this, you wouldn't necessarily know that the grants are about ready to be entered into or the programs about ready to be initiated. And particularly for new programs, that would be the case.
Representative Simons.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is for anyone who cares to answer it, I guess, either of you. I think I see here the run date is 5908. and it's current, it says, as of the day before, 5808. I'm wondering how far after June 30, at the end of the fiscal year, would we be able to see an accurate report based on this data about what was spent during the fiscal year? In other words, is there a lag time? I'm sure it's not the same across all areas of the budget, and maybe that's a hopelessly unfair question. But generally speaking, would you say someone doing a run on, you know, July 1st would get that full picture, or would there be some lag time, maybe a month later, to see, you know, just to sort of tie up the fiscal year?
Mr. Guest?
Mr. Chair, Representative Simon, there is a lag time, and the fiscal year, as you know, closes on June 30th. We do not officially close the books on the fiscal year until approximately 7 to 8, maybe 9 weeks after, and it tends to be a late August, early September, varies a little bit by year when we have what we describe as a hard close. And during that time, what is being done is agencies are making adjustments at this really low level of detail. You can't incur new expenses against that year. You can't continue to create obligations, but money that was encumbered on June 30th may liquidate that encumbrance after that date. So we always have a hard close after that lag time, after the adjustments, to correct issues at a really low level. And so we do then have accurate and closed fiscal data late in August. And that's the basis, I want to clarify, that's the basis for our comprehensive annual financial reports. The audited financial reports that the state produces are of that close date, and so that's just part of the accounting process, or the accounting cycle, is that that close period occurs, as you describe, a lag after the official last day of the fiscal year.
Mr. Gustin, let's spend a little bit of time on the new proposal that you have out there for an accounting system.
The budget system.
The budget system, yeah, not the accounting system. We've been doing that for years, I guess. But the budget system. Right now, some of this information is obviously available to the fiscal staff at a particular point. But I think one of the goals here is to get information available that both the legislators and probably the general public can access in a timely fashion. Let's talk a little bit about your design and your what you intend to have available for that, and when that might become available.
Mr. Chairman, members, a great question, and one that really speaks to, I think, a lot of the issues or interests that I've discerned from the legislation we've been discussing are have to do with the availability information. And one of the things that we've really thought about as we've pursued a new biennial budget system is really reflecting 2008 information access, not 1985 information access. And at the time the biennial budget system was developed, the tool that Ms. Roberts used to create the reports on the first set of this was actually pretty cutting edge at the time in terms of reportability and the multi-query aspect of reporting. None of us, I don't think, had used internet or email capability in 1985 or 1988 when the system came up. That's obviously how most of us get a lot of our information today, is web-based tools, web-accessible databases. And one of the things we certainly intend to accomplish with the new biennial budget system, one of the things we built into our RFP, was web capability. And so I think what we fully anticipate, in combination with the expectation and desire for web access, but just the dramatic changes in reporting tools that are available today that we didn't have then, is that a lot of the information that's currently in the biennial budget system would be more accessible in a web environment to you, to us, to our staff, to the general public. I think a lot of that is possible. We've looked at a number of different vendors who have different reporting tools and capabilities, but all of which have a web element. And your question, Mr. Chairman, as to when that might be available, our desire would be to produce the next biennial budget, so next year's budget, with our current system. We will not be in any position or have no expectation that we would be running a new system for the next biennial budget. If things go desirably, I think it's possible that a new system would be used in the supplemental budget to have some of those tools and capabilities maybe a year from now, or a year and a half from now, but no expectation the next biennial budget would be built in that tool set, but rather the next supplemental and the biennial budget after that, if things go as we hope.
And, Mr., what kind of level of detail are you looking at it on that particular system that would be available?
Mr. Chairman, I am not particularly close to the project to know some of that. My understanding in a general sense is that there would be this data crosswalk with our accounting system as there is now, which I think from a reporting capability would have a lot of the detail that's currently there. I don't know that with certainty, but I know that there is the data interaction with the accounting system, so I imagine that that's pretty likely. I can follow up and get back to you with those who are more directly involved with the project. I think the other level of detail that is part of this is the level of information as it relates to budget requests, and I think that's in our current environment and any future environment is one of more discretion than a system constraint as to what level of information do we ask of agencies to prepare, what level is it presented to the legislature, and what level is it appropriated at are all questions of variables, but not necessarily system constraints. And so I can follow up more specifically as to the reporting of actual data in a new system versus what we have now.
Mr. Gustafson, obviously the legislature is going to, particularly the staff, is going to be using this new system as well. As you choose a system, may or may not be the type of system that the legislative or legislative staff will be involved in or would want. Do you have is there an opportunity for the fiscal staff or other legislators to at least have some input into, as Department of Finance selects this system, and what the capabilities of the system would present?
Mr. Chairman, legislative fiscal staff have been involved in a number of different conversations around the system, were invited to the vendor demonstrations. We had, from our list of RFP responses, we invited a series of vendors to demonstrate their product. Legislative staff were invited to those demonstrations, and we've certainly sought input. I mean, as we clearly recognize that when we produce budget materials and the systems we use are available to many people to peruse and use, but obviously one of our key readerships are members and legislative staff, and we want to make sure that that information works for the legislative branch, which is why at the detail level the system use, the system capability, and the data elements it contains are ones that I think we have a high level of shared interest at a staff level within the executive and legislative branches. So that's why we've sought that input and have tried to involve staff along the way.
Representative Loeffler.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Gustafson, since you're fairly far along in the process, does this have the capability within your RFP to respond to what we were discussing last week, and which is reflected in the bill, the concept of an agency request, or would that be a major modification? Is it being designed on a pretty flexible platform to allow for those kind of changes in the future in terms of how the budget is portrayed and adding additional columns of information, that sort of thing?
Mr. Gustafson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Loeffler, I mentioned our high interest in a web accessible tool in our RFP. We also had a high interest in flexibility. We joke that we never run the same budget process twice, that each of these is different, as each of you know from every appropriation cycle is a little bit different. So we need flexibility in that system to meet whoever the governor's interests, whatever the Commissioner of Finance's interests are in that product, but certainly whatever the legislative interests are for information. And so we need that flexibility. The concept of a request column, I think one of the things that I've learned, as I mentioned, I'm not particularly close to this project, but what I've understood is that this is essentially a large database, and if it's a set of data in the database, it can be produced and somehow available. That's the case with our current database, is the information is there. Databases contain, all types of information, and how we choose to structure it is in what's the most meaningful manner. We don't produce budget documents, for example, at the object code level, because even those with high levels of detail interest generally only have that level of detail interest when they have a specific question. I don't think there is, I've not perceived an interest in printing and advertising costs for every activity in the state budget as a printed element, budget page after budget page after budget page, but it's a data element. It could be produced. And so the short answer is yes, flexibility in creating documents or creating searchable tools are what we're interested in.
Just one quick question. At the end of that particular proposal, maybe it's to Mr. Gustin or fiscal staff, page 7 of it, you have your grand total of the funds. And as Representative Simon said, this is as a particular date. And I see the balance is $907,000. That's unencumbered and so forth. We're getting close to the end of the fiscal year, a month away. If there's a balance in that particular categories at the end of the fiscal year, does it carry over to the next fiscal year, or is that part of our fiscal revenue forecast, that part of the cancellations in the revenue forecast?
Mr. Chair, members, because we're within a biennium, and this is the first year of the biennium, and these are operating funds for an agency, if there is money left at the end of fiscal year 08, it would carry forward. It's at the end of the biennium that the general fund appropriations would cancel. And then there are some specific restrictions on grant money and how that is carried forward, which I don't remember the details off the top of my head. But
if this was the end of the biennium, then this would be counted as part of the forecast, the cancellation forecast. Matt?
Mr. Chair, members, again, I think it would be, and this is, I think, an opportunity to underscore the importance of the language that's in appropriations bills when you're setting the limitations on law, because I think it would tie back to what the language was in the bill. Sometimes you have appropriated money or do appropriate money that's available until expended, for example, in which case that appropriation then might roll forward into a future biennium. Generally, I think at the end of the biennium, you're right, for operating funds it would cancel if it's unspent, but it really does depend on what the legal appropriate limitations are that you placed on that money when you passed the legislation.
Okay. Well, we're going into session at 10 o'clock, and it's a few minutes after 10. The Rules Committee meets before that. Some of us are on that. Ms. Roberts has also a report available on, we spent quite a bit of time on employees, employee numbers, number of employees and that kind of stuff, and she has some examples that are available for that. If we are able to reconvene later on today, and that's an if, we will spend some time on that. We'll have to just kind of pay attention to see what happens to the day. I think it's as the